Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They'll hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons. They will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself will give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head shall be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. Pretty heavy stuff, but oh, to find some words for thankfulness. On this most ordinary of days, Wednesday, as we prepare for the national observance of Thanksgiving tomorrow, we could use the stress on suffering of the Gospel to echo the many hardships that led up to the first feast of Thanksgiving. Luke is summing up many of the sufferings that have recently come to pass in the Christian community. The commentators call this a predictive prophecy, and this was valued highly in the Mediterranean basin to prove the authenticity of Jesus as a prophet. We're told that not a hair of our head will be destroyed, and the Lord himself will give us a word to say in spite of the most extreme circumstances. We search for the word of thankfulness in our time. The Revelation passage provides a setting in which the word we would say is given its context. In the midst of danger and suffering, we would wish to rise up with a hymn of recognition and thankful praise to the God of all that exists and of all the peoples on earth. But to make a successful gesture of thankful praise and to evoke a genuine celebration, one has to be grounded in the truth. In these difficult times, just what are we to be thankful for? It's surprising to me, but sometimes a steady gaze at the dangers and sufferings of our world will provide the beginnings of a realistic gesture of gratitude. We take a sober look at our world at the present time. This is my list. You can explore your own. The Ebola crisis, terrorism and ISIS, terribly terrible disparity between the wealth of the few and the poverty of the many, religious indifferentism, and, of course, government meltdown. You can add to the list, but don't spend too much time with it because we need to move on as we are speaking of something to make us thankful. I become thankful because there are choices we can make in spite of the dangers we endure. I'm thankful over the choices and sacrifices that our ancestors have made, which bring us to this point in history. But most of all, I am thankful this year over the witness of Peter Edward Abdulrahman Kasich, the 26-year-old aid worker who was beheaded just a few days ago by the ISIS terrorists. In the midst of behaviors which President Obama rightly termed pure evil, Peter Kasich made compassionate choices and paid the ultimate price for his generous and loving gestures. In all of this, Peter displayed a greatness of soul for which I am deeply moved and forever thankful. What a beautiful gesture of compassion is displayed in our time. You're familiar with the story. A U.S. Army Ranger in 2006 receives a medical discharge in 2007. Then, on a 2012 March trip to Lebanon, he decides to set up a relief agency serving people on both sides of the Middle Eastern conflict. Later, he moved to southern Turkey and made trips into Syria to assist all who were in need. Trained as an emergency medical technician, he could bring relief even to the wounded. And he wanted, in his own words, to, and I quote, "to do the most good for the most people over the longest period of time possible." We read in a letter smuggled out to his parents, "I am obviously pretty scared to die, but the hardest part is not knowing, wondering if I should even hope at all." Then in his final words to his parents, "Just know I'm with you. Every stream, every lake, every field and river, in the woods, in the woods, and in all the hills, in all the places you showed me, I love you." I'm very moved by such greatness of soul in the midst of the most brutal realities of our world. And so at this season of thankfulness, we might rise up out of our sufferings and fears and assume a genuine and holy spirit of thankfulness over one who directly confronted that which is most evil and dangerous in our time, and then would go on to live out a life of loving service. Surely he is joyfully welcomed into the arms of his loving God. And for his difficult and courageous choices, I'm inspired and forever thankful in this special season. And I pass on a wish to you for a most joyful Thanksgiving tomorrow.